Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. Yesterday, we heard from one of the speakers at the No Kings rally in Bangor on Saturday. Today, we're going to hear from Reverend Mark Worth, one of the speakers at the Ellsworth No Kings Day event.
Now, they're trying to push a radically immoral budget through Congress right now where you rob the poor in order to give to the rich. A budget is not just a fiscal document, it's a moral document. And Trump's budget, which has already passed through the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, is an immoral document. Show me your budget, and I will show you what your values are. We will not lose hope, because when you lose hope, you lose everything. And in today's America, there are those who are trying to weaponize despair. They're flooding the zone, and they're hoping you won't resist, that you'll be so overwhelmed by the daily outrages coming from this immoral, lawless, self-centered bully that you'll stay in the comfort of your home and not exercise your constitutional freedoms. We need to prove them wrong. I believe that in our great nation, true power remains with the people and not the people in power. Now, you don't need to agree with my own religious beliefs. We have a lot of different faiths among us, including the religious people and non-religious people. But in the gospel, according to Luke, we are told, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your consolation. And woe to you that are full now, for you will hunger." And in the 25th chapter of Matthew, we're told that those who enter the kingdom of God will be those who feed the hungry, clothe the naked, give drink to the thirsty, visit the prisoner, comfort the sick, and welcome the stranger. Those are the values I was raised with and that I hold dear. Bible salesman Donald Trump and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson are doing the opposite. They call themselves Christians, but just want us to shirk our collective responsibility to our brothers and sisters. When I read the Bible, I find there are more than 2,000 verses that tell us how to treat the poor. And the Trump budget violates and abandons all of those principles. We don't want a dictator, and we don't need a king. And we don't... No king. And we don't need a draft dodger throwing a birthday military parade for himself. We want a president who knows that he's supposed to obey the Constitution, not a king that rules by decree. A leader that resists the ruling of the Supreme Court, who attacks the press daily, who doesn't accept election results, who lies constantly, who mocks the weak, who exalts himself and preys on the innocent, is not sent by God. We will obey the laws, demonstrate peacefully, and demand that our president and his lackeys follow the laws of this nation and our Constitution. We will not lose hope. We will speak up and speak out and demand that the president start obeying the oath he took to uphold the Constitution, whether he knows that's his job or not. Thank you.
That was Reverend Mark Worth. He was speaking at the Ellsworth No Kings Day event on Saturday that was recorded by Matt Murphy. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.